This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated has left us an update of the agricultural weather forecast for the planet.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to stay mostly favorable as we move forward through this next week and maybe 10 days at least, where you have plenty of subsoil moisture across the Midwest and timely precipitation is expected to occur along with temperatures that are not going to be excessively warm. We expect to see some cooler than usual conditions returning to parts of the Midwest during the middle to latter part of next week, and that alone will help to conserve some of the moisture that's in the soil today by reducing the evaporation rates. That has also occurred already this week as the temperatures turned cooler across portions of the Midwest, but between the end of this week and the first half of next week, we will see warmer temperatures across the region. Higher evaporation rates and better drying conditions will evolve. We'll expect to see temperatures more in the 80s across the Midwest, with some lower 90s in the southern portions of the region. A few upper 70s may continue across the far northernmost parts of the region. But all of this put together spells very good conditions for corn pollination, and reproduction in general will likely proceed without any serious considerations of problems across the Midwest. Plenty of moisture is in the soil. Those areas with excessive moisture earlier this season are seeing a general improvement, with topsoil conditions becoming much more reasonable and the river and stream flows are slowly returning back to normal. Conditions that are favorable in the U.S. Midwest are not alone. There are other areas in the continent that are doing very well. Mexico's rainfall pattern has been certainly favorable, more so than what usually occurs with an El Nino event, and their corn and sorghum crops are likely to perform quite well. Canada's corn and soybean production areas in Ontario and Quebec are also doing very well after a very cool and wet start to the growing season. Now conditions are almost ideal. They do need some drier weather to support better wheat maturation conditions and support its harvest down the road. The Canadian prairies also produce a considerable amount of spring wheat along with canola and a number of other crops, and the weather has improved across that region with recent warming tendencies and a continuation of less frequent rainfall, which has allowed for some of the excessive moisture that had been present in eastern parts of the prairies to begin to abate. Overseas, probably the most important issue of the day continues to be in India. India's monsoon has performed exceptionally poorly in the first 6 weeks of the monsoon season, and it looks like the poor rainfall distribution may continue for a little while longer. This may have a negative impact on their production potential for many oil seeds and, of course, grain crops, as well as cotton, and even to a certain degree, some of their rice crop. This will eventually become the biggest headliner for the world's weather pattern over this next few weeks if there isn't any significant improvement in the weather trend. In the meantime, China's doing very well with timely precipitation occurring. There are some pockets of dryness there, but there's no exceptionally dry or hot weather pattern coming up. And as long as timely showers continue, the end result is going to be highly favorable for them as well as the United States.
Our thanks to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps it up. I'm Todd Gleason.